Blog Talk Radio.
Knuckleheads out there, this is a product of Damon Network, and it is I, your coach, Derek Gibson, calling live from Lagos, Nigeria. The call-in line, if you want to talk to us, guys, and with my whole co-host, Uptown Deuce, you on? How you doing, brother?
What's up, best man? What's going on today, Coach Gibb?
Oh, man. A lot of me, a little bit of me, a lot of you.
All right, man. We'll be touching on today, man.
We touched on a bunch of stuff. You know, like I said, call in now. The number is 516-453-9133. Press pound 1 to join the conversation. And this is brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Well, I want to do a little spin on what we're going to do. And it's called the Who Can Hang Out segment.
Ooh, Who Can Hang Out? I like that.
So, with that being said, if you know where I'm going, who can hang out past and present?
We going any sport, NFL, NBA.
NFL. We can go wherever you want to go. Boxing. Who can hang out today? Who from today can hang out back then?
All right, we're going to start. I'm going to start with the NBA.
Okay.
And I'm going to go to the glaring obvious, even though I know it's going to be a lot of LeBron haters about to call his line after I say this, but LeBron James, hang out in any era.
Agree.
Any era.
I agree.
I'm trying to think. Another one I got for the NFL, far as quarterbacks go, right now, who could have hung out in that era and would have been dominant, I believe, in a former era, Patty Mahomes.
Got no argument from you there.
Who you got?
Got no argument. Those are two astute players. Now, I got one in football. I got Gail Sayers to hang out in the air.
You don't think Gail Sayers would have been, he would have been a featured back, or he would have been a
think about the days in the NFL. Catch out the backfield. Line up in the slot. And gash you.
So he'd have been Kamara on steroids, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I'm saying. He'd been Kamara on steroids. He had way more moves than Kamara. He was faster than Kamara, and he was strong.
Absolutely. 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 He was a world-class sprinter also.
Very good.
For all our young listeners out there, Google Gail Sayers.
Google Gail Sayers now. YouTube, you'll see the highlights, and y'all going to call back next week like, yo, he was right. This guy was. And he played in the era where they was, you know, they had cast iron over top of the arm pads. And the clothesline was legal.
They played in the era where you were basically allowed to maim your opponent.
Yeah, no bounties. It was just that's how they played. It was a bounty every week.
That was the NFL, still for not for long.
That's what still for not for long. You running around here with this act. Oh, I think Walter Payton could have hung out in any era, too.
Walter Payton definitely could have hung out in any era. Today's era, yesterday's era. There's no question.
I'm just going on football right now for a minute.
Okay.
Now, here's the problem I got. Could Ronnie Lott hang out in this era?
No. They would have banned him from the league.
Exactly.
No. Not because he couldn't play. But
could Steve Atwater hang out in this era?
No. Would have banned him from the league.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in
peace. Sean Taylor could hang out. Want to know why?
Yes.
Because he was on the cusp.
Yes, he was on the cusp. He was just a throwback in the way he played. But absolutely. Google Sean Taylor, too. For all you youngins who don't know who that is, Google him. He died before his time, and he rest in peace.
Because he arguably could have been the best defensive back that ever played the game.
He was going to be a Hall of Famer, for sure. He was going to have a gold jacket. He was walking into a gold jacket.
I'm just gandering down the football list now. I'm going to get to my basketball in a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who did I have on my – let's go to defense. Can Reggie White hang out in the era?
Yeah. Pass
definitely.
Rusher. Premier pass rusher in any era. Premier.
We all know Ray Lewis can hang out in any era.
Yes. 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 1,000 yeses. Yes. Unbelievable what Ray was out there doing.
Now, can Tom Brady hang out in any era?
Ah.
Because he's called the GOAT.
Yes, he is. Universally known as the GOAT.
Could he play the Dan Fouts, Dan Marino era?
Yeah. Nothing before that, though. I don't believe anything before that, like the 70s and the 60s.
That's the
Starback era. Yeah. That's late 70s.
Yep.
Starback was out there taking major shots, and one thing Brady don't do, they wasn't going to change the rules for him back in the day. So I'm a lean
Starback nut. Can move, though.
Exactly. Right. And Brady can never move.
You know I got to come on, guys. See, you know,
yeah, come
this really
yeah,
be honest.
That's what I was waiting for. I was waiting for you.
You know, let's be honest. Before the Mel Blunt rule, all those quarterbacks back then compared to after that were garbage. Garbage. That's including
garbage.
Your Starbuck, that's including your Bradshaw, that's including your Bobby Lanes and Bart Starrs, Joe Namath. It was garbage. When we changed the league for them to be able to throw, let's judge this. Let's judge how great Bradshaw was after that move that made Swan and Stallworth go to the Hall of Fame. Because you know, before, the league was a running league, right?
Correct.
Right, we're talking about Tom Brady, the GOAT, right? And I'm getting off this phone because I'm really loving what y'all are doing. I'm getting off. I'm not going to talk to y'all. No. I'm not doing it. But I'm going to say this. You notice how great Bradshaw was. We had a GOAT before there was Tom Brady. He played after 77, 78 rule. His name was Joe Montana.
Joe Montana, absolutely. Absolutely.
And then Tom Brady. All right, now, to say, here's my pick. And I was thinking about it. I don't think you guys would have said it tonight. I think I was the only one that might have said it. I think Randall Cunningham could have played in the era. I'm out.
Randall?
Randall.
I don't know if Randall could have played in the back eye. They'd have hurt Randall.
They'd Randall have hurt Randall.
No, 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 no. I'm talking about post 77. I'm talking about he could play. I'm talking about right now. And he was destroyed. He was destroyed.
Oh, right now, Randall Cunningham would be all of it in this right now. If you're going to go, I got what you're going. So you saying, okay, from Randall to Randall then, yeah, Randall can hang out now. Randall can hang out now.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of quarterbacks that can hang out now. I'm talking about quarterbacks that didn't even make it to the league that should be in the league right now.
Right, right. Randall gave us a little taste that he could hang out when he had Moss and all of them that year in Minnesota. So
right,
know
because that Randall proved that Randall had no weapons ever
until he got to Minnesota that one year. So yeah, he let us know he could hang out when he had some weapons around him. Once he got to Minnesota, he let us know he can hang out in this passing league. He gave us a little taste of what was to come. Actually, that Minnesota Vikings thing gave us a little taste of what was to come as far as the passing goes in the NFL.
So right now. Dick, you think Warren Moon can hang out right now?
Yes. Because they was playing a wide-open game when it wasn't even cool to play one.
Exactly.
Remember, that was known as sissy ball in the early 90s, what they was playing.
The run and shoot.
The run and shoot. Yeah, he could definitely hang out in this era. It might be an MVP.
Or up there.
Randall, same way. Randall would be an MVP in this league.
Without a doubt.
Randall be an MVP. Warren Moon. Yeah.
So let's go. So I'm gonna switch. I'm gonna go to the gloves.
Okay.
Earl Spence hang out in that middleweight division with Marvin Hagler.
No.
He would die.
Do you think anybody from now can hang out in that division? I do think Floyd can hang out in any era.
I think Crawford can hang out. I think
Floyd Mayweather can hang out in any era.
I think Bud can hang out too.
You think Bud can hang out?
Yes. Yeah.
And with the middleweight,
he's Pernell Whitaker. He's Pernell Whitaker with power.
Okay, Pernell. I don't know. Pernell was one of the best defensive fighters ever. I don't know if Bud that good defensively.
Well, I'm just talking about his skill offensively, the way he's able to move.
The way he got them styles. I got that.
Right, correct. The style offense. Are you right about that, Deuce? I get you that one. That's correct.
Bud, yeah. I love Bud. Cesar Chavez, them guys. That's a hard one for me.
I think Bud's skill could hang out because his fast feet and fast hands and be able to get out of trouble. That's one thing that Bud can do is get out. Terrence Crawford, he could get out of trouble.
Yes.
Can Canelo hang out?
Yes.
No. No.
No? Yes.
No. I think Duran would destroy him.
I don't know. He's too slow. You don't like stop. Take your personal out of it with Canelo, please. Take your personal out with Canelo, man.
There's a personal with Canelo, brother?
It's a personal with him and Canelo.
No.
What's the
personal?
No. I need to know.
I'm just saying that. Listen.
He don't think Canelo's like that. He don't.
No, you talking about somebody
he don't
like,
think Canelo's like that.
Would he beat Tommy Hearns? Come on, be honest, man. Be honest
Yo,
with yourself,
now,
bro.
I agree with you there. Probably
now.
Not. I agree with you there. I agree with you there.
I didn't want I'm not even bringing up the hard hitters, Hagler and Leonard. I'm leaving them alone. Canelo wouldn't beat a Bernard Hopkins in his prime.
That's a good one. I don't think he'd beat Nard in his prime either. I can agree with that.
I agree with you there.
All right, so he ain't cool for school. He's a gun butt. And that's personal. Now take that.
Tank Davis can hang out.
Tank, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, Tank, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That power can change a fight in any era.
That power can change a fight in any era.
That power can change a fight in any era.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. I mean, I think you talk about the middleweight division. I would go with somebody that killed two people in the ring that could hang out right now. I say Sugar Ray Robinson's the greatest fighter of all time.
He definitely can. Can the white girl lover hang out in this era?
Oh my
God. Heavyweight champion Jack Johnson, can he hang out?
Jack and
Ali
would have
beat the dog dirt out of Jack Johnson in two rounds.
You know, hold on a second. Let me explain something to you. See, Uptown. See, this is a hating. It's a hater of haters. Okay. I'm trying to refrain from cursing because you know we're supposed to be a nationwide Huddle Sports Nation. But he ties
Jack Johnson can't hang out.
He ties my tongue around my ankle. Okay, my Achilles. Let me tell you about Jack Johnson, you son of a gun. Let me tell you about Jack Johnson. Jack Johnson had slave strength. You know what slave strength is?
Oh,
yes,
I got that. I got that.
Yes, he did.
He was
persecuted,
I got that.
My brother. And he had that old Hoonie Baka tomb strength from the land of
Yeah, Egypt. I got that. Jack Johnson
listen,
was fighting. You want to know who Jack Johnson? You want to tell you who Jack Johnson was out there fighting?
The whole white race.
Jack Johnson was out there fighting Elroy Jetson, all right? Now knock it off.
Yeah, he definitely was out there fighting slave owners.
He was out there fighting.
You know what?
He out there fighting. What's the ball
both
for? Jack the Django. He's fighting Don Johnson. Not on my land.
Y'all going to hell for this. I need your help, Commissioner. They're going to hell talking about Jack Johnson. Y'all going to hell. I'm going to tell you right now. Jack Johnson was fighting, man, with two-pound gloves, man. The men couldn't last a young Jack Johnson guy. He'd beat a grown man silly to death. Y'all need to stop playing.
Jack Johnson's out there fighting slave owners. That's what I'm looking at.
Hope y'all go to hell. Uptown Deuce, you're going to hell. I'll bring on the first caller.
He was fighting
plantation. I'll bring on the first caller.
Call number 1,
caller number 1, you're on the line right now with these fools talking about the ancestors, bro. We don't allow people to talk about the ancestors. I'm getting off the phone, man. I'm tired of them too. Bye.
Hey, Carl, how you doing?
Yeah, my name is Magic Johnson. I'm this long-lost son of Jack Johnson. Y'all are here talking about my grandpappy. Now, I can't hear y'all doing that. Y'all made me press number 1.
Your grandfather was fighting slave, was fighting plantation owner McCormick. That's who he was fighting.
He was able to knock out a bull with his bare hand.
He had to because they was going to whip him if he didn't. It was another one.
That's just cold, man. Y'all don't sit back and talk about my grandpappy like that.
Listen, man, Jack ain't like none but booze and white women, man. I'm cool on Jack Johnson.
He was going to lose the fight. It was going to be death by hand, so he had no choice.
Cool with Jack Johnson can't hang out.
Jack Johnson can't hang out.
He ain't hanging out in Ali era with Frazier and them. Former would have put him to sleep.
Now, wait a minute. Now you said something. Magic Manny has said something. A young George Foreman will put anybody to sleep.
I don't know. A young George got seen by Muhammad, so I don't know if he put anybody to sleep. But
right.
Young George got seen by Muhammad.
I understand that. He's going to say that. But before Ali, because remember Ali wrote the dope thing. He Samsonite himself. He sapped him of his strength.
Yes, he did.
Did that something? Yes. But I'm going to tell you right now, George Foreman knocks out Jack Johnson in the third round.
He's going down.
Third round.
I can believe that. Yeah. I agree with that. That'll be the first non-slave owner that Jack Johnson fought.
You know what? Hootie, I'm finished with these guys, man. I can't take it no more. I'm gone.
Hootie, the house negro. He out there fighting house negroes.
Yeah, that's what he's got.
So, man. Hey, but look, my grandpappy made a way for me to be free today, y'all.
Yes, he did. He beat up a lot of people so he can free the slaves.
Y'all off the chain tonight.
Yeah, man. He was rumbling plantation owners. We got to look at competition when we talk about the devil.
Yeah, we got to look at the levels of competition.
If it's Jim Brown running against the high school.
All right, let's talk about another fight.
Okay, Hooney, who you like? Go ahead, talk. Who you think can hang out in today's era?
Chicken George.
Oh, shut up, man.
Chicken George.
Shut up, Hootie. We asked you a legitimate question, man.
He said Chicken George.
Chicken George was the best game fighter
Chicken
in all of history.
It wasn't a sport, y'all. I guess, you know, you got to go all the way down South Carolina to find a person that maybe, you know, challenged Chicken George this day. But I guess if we can find a game, Cocker Hooney, he can hang out.
Can Manny Pacquiao hang out in that division?
No. They didn't allow drugs.
Right.
And plaster of Paris in your gloves. Yeah, they don't allow that.
Yeah, there was no HGH in those days, so no, he wouldn't have hung out. Sugar Ray Robinson would have beat on him like a drum.
They would have
come around. They'd have passed him around back in the day.
Mm-hmm. So we all know Felix Trinidad with his tainted gloves couldn't hang out.
No.
Listen, I'm going to say before he got on drugs, got all caught up, before my man knocked his ass out, he couldn't hang out with Mike Nunn. Mike Nunn would have stretched Trinidad.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I said what I said.
The most overrated fighter in the history in the last 25, 30 years, Felix Trinidad.
Felix Trinidad is the most overrated fighter in the last 20, 25 years. I agree.
Yep, and that's why Bernard Hopkins came to treat him.
Could Lennox Lewis hang out in that division back then?
Who that?
No.
Lennox Lewis.
His chin. No, hell no.
Very good.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. Ken Norton would have beat him.
Yeah. Yeah, the 70s fighters would have took him. Yeah.
Now, here's a quick question. Can one of those, do you think any of those Klitschko boys could have hung out?
No.
Why not?
No skill at all.
Absolutely not. Because they wouldn't have been strong enough.
They're not skillful. They just big lugs out there with gloves on the end of their arms. Not skillful.
Can Tyson Fury hang out?
You know what? Tyson just tough enough to hang out in that era. Mm.
But he's clumsy.
But he's skillful. But he's skilled.
Everyone that's all named. Y'all want to know who this guy is? He only fought about four times. And it's a damn shame. He should have fought a lot more.
Who is
this? Was too sweet. From the penitentiary.
From the penitentiary.
Too sweet.
If he gets out of prison, he might be able to fight.
Too sweet couldn't stay out of the joint, man.
Yeah, too sweet couldn't stay out of the joint.
Leon Isaac Kennedy. You know what, Hooney? You going to hell too, man. You really are, man. I can't believe you did that.
Remember the pot? I don't know. Somebody was yelling. Somebody was saying, "Whip his ass, Justin."
He said, Ronnie dead. Yeah, this is too sweet to ride your man right now.
Yo, Uptown Deuce, what type of show has this become, man? I'm getting the hell out of here.
The show's went to the left. We had Chicken George reference.
Too sweet. That's Candace, the gang out.
Irvin Johnson and Kane, Jack Johnson's son, Jack Johnson, great-great-grandson, came on a high-tech show. Because his great-great-grandfather was fighting slave owners. This is what happens.
So I'm gonna go to the hardwood, man.
Go to the hardwood, brother.
Could the head coach of the Golden State Warriors hang out?
No.
Could B.J. Armstrong hang out?
No.
No, no.
Hell no.
No.
Could Craig Hodges hang out?
In today's game, could Craig Hodges hang out?
Yes. He can shoot a three.
I was going to say that. Because he can stand still and shoot. He got to be on a team of great players because he can stand still and shoot.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So Craig, I agree with Craig Hodges can hang out because he wasn't never trying to be nothing that he wasn't. All right.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
All right. Could John Paxson hang out?
Who?
No.
First of all, why are we just talking about all Bulls, bro? I'm doing this for a reason. So we all know Dwayne Wade can hang out, right?
Yeah.
Can Chris Bosh hang out?
No.
Chris Bosh, no.
No.
Not
no?
Now.
No.
What are we talking about? No.
They can't hang out with can't hang out with Sean Kemper though.
No.
He's a backup center. A real good backup center.
But Ray Allen could hang out. Jesus Shuttleworth can hang out though.
Yeah, Ray Allen is a shooter and he has skills.
Yeah. Yes.
He can play D.
Yeah, Ray can hang out in the air.
Let me tell you something. Ray Allen would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Hold on. Ray Allen would have been perfect on those Knicks teams. He'd have been a great New York Knicks guard.
We just named the GOAT, right? Let's go back to you young fellas. I just named the list of who LeBron had on the team with him.
Yes.
And who Mike Jordan had on. Mike Jordan run around Stacey King.
Yes, he was. Luke Longley.
Yes, Scottie Pippen.
Luke Longley.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Scottie Pippen, too.
Bill Cartwright.
Yes, he did.
Yes, Scottie Pippen, too.
I mean, but Scottie Pippen can hang out, though.
No.
No, he couldn't. He's a 90s ball player, bro.
We're going to stop underrating Scottie Pippen, man.
He
I'm not going to let you allow y'all to underrate Scottie Pippen's game.
He couldn't hang out during the Lakers selling. No, man, he'd been a sixth man on that team.
Sure.
Maybe not. I'm gonna ask you both a question. Y'all both know. Could Michael Ray Richardson hang out in this?
He can hang out in any era. He can hang out right now.
Mike can hang out in any era. It's all about where he want to hang out after the game. He might touch something.
Mike dropped 30 and gonna be on a Kensington back block.
That's the only thing. With Mike Ray. You might catch him
Mike gonna be walking past security guard dropping some scramble on the ground.
Yeah. Mike might be on a kid back blocked out Kensington copping the sleeve. But other than that, basketball game gets up.
But he can hang out as a ball player.
Did he just say he was gonna be copping the sleeve up?
He might be copping the sleeve back Kensington after the game. But he might have dropped 35.
My top 35 and 10 on
you. I dropped 35 before you caught him at Ian Westmoreland.
Oh, my God.
Can Bernard King hang out?
Yes.
No.
What? Who said no?
I say no.
I say yes.
You know what? You know what? Uptown Deuce.
You know what, though, Deuce? You know what, Deuce? No. Let me correct it. He can hang out.
Yeah.
Bernard King. No, you ain't doing that. You know I like Bernard King. Bernard King can hang out.
We don't give a damn. You said what you said. I want to know why you said no in the first place. Tell the world. You're hating.
Because I thought he was a little slow, but then I forgot. He made up for his lack of speed with quickness. He was quick. He wasn't beeline fast, but he was quick. So let me take that back. Bernard King
of 81 to 84.
You know who would have been a killer in this league?
Man.
Yeah.
You know who would have been a killer in the league right now?
Yeah.
Abdul Raouf.
Yeah. Yes. The way the game played now? Yeah. Absolutely.
The way the game played now?
Absolutely.
You know who else would have been a killer in this league right now?
Who?
Nick Van Exel. A young Nick.
Oh, my God.
Young Nick and the way they was wide open now.
He could put it up deep. Yeah.
Yo, he was
a young healthy Baron Davis.
Oh my God. A young healthy Baron Davis could almost hang out in any era.
Yes.
That's right. Period.
A sharp
anchor that boy, and that boy can
Baron Davis hang out in the air.
Yep.
Strong, quick, dunk on you, shoot.
Can Billy Owens hang out?
Billy Owens couldn't hang out in his era.
Oh, there you go. we're not going to go there with the Billy Owens game.
I haven't had a hearty laugh like that in years on the Huddle Sports Nation.
Billy Owens didn't hang out in his era.
His era.
Yeah.
Could Lamar Odom hang out?
No.
In the era before he, nah. No, because he got game-wise, maybe, but he got the Michael Ray Richardson problem. What back block and what local city you going to catch him on? That's the problem,
right.
Lamar.
I agree.
Him and Michael Ray Richardson might have been together on the same back block. That's the problem.
Same back block.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere in Brooklyn.
Lamar, I think he could have because he could handle. And that can get you by. The handle can get you by. He can handle the ball.
Sean Kemp played today.
Without Pratt, yeah.
Yes, he's playing today. Sean Kemp's playing today. Blake Griffin five years ago.
Without Pratt, yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, he was on crack when he was playing with Seattle.
Yeah.
Come on, let's keep
and
it real
we've been
now.
Watching Sean, and we've been watching the light-skinned Sean Kemp for about eight years now. His name's Blake Griffin.
Yes, we have.
Wow,
yes, we
you
have.
Are the worst. Wait a minute.
Yes, we are. Yes, we have.
Right now.
Yes, we have. For 8 years, we've been watching,
watching
Sean Kemp.
We've been watching it. He was Blake Griffin before Griffin.
Well, you know what, though?
Can Rod Strickland hang out?
Hold on before you go Rod Strickland. Wait a minute, Uptown. He ain't going to let that slide. I think what happened to Blake Griffin was some Kia commercials. You notice we started doing them Kia commercials since game went south?
Yes, it did.
Now, Rod Strickland, of course. One of my favorite guards of all time.
Oh, Rod can hang out. Rod can hang out right now.
Yeah, underrated. Underrated.
You
underrated.
Young fellas,
underrated.
Man, the names we are mentioning,
underrated
I want you to Google these people.
Yeah, I'm about to say you can Google them. For all our young listeners, Google these guys, man.
Can Kenny Anderson hang out?
A young Kenny Anderson before.
Like, yeah, the person next to Kenny Anderson with Derek Coleman? Yeah.
Can Derek Coleman hang out?
Could Drazen hang out?
It depends on which Derek Coleman you're getting. The in-shape Derek Coleman or
the Nets Derek Coleman you can hang out. Not the Sixers Derek Coleman.
I'm going to tell you right now. Listen, Drazen Petrovic can hang out in any area. God rest his soul.
Drazen Petrovic can hang out in any area. You know who else can hang out in any area? Pistol Pete.
Yes.
There was one
we agree that White Chocolate can hang out.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
In today's
shoot.
NBA
no.
or prior?
No.
You're saying in today's NBA, there's no doubt he can hang out in today's NBA.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Not back in the era of Bird and Magic. No. Absolutely not. Nope.
He couldn't hang out?
Alcoholic. Nope. He'd been destroyed.
Mm.
White Chocolate could have hung out then.
Competition and the Paxons and the Kerrs of the world was out there, so I don't see why White Chocolate couldn't be.
No.
Exactly.
There wouldn't have been a coach that would have allowed him to do that. That's what happened to Pistol Pete. He could not hang out in those games. Today's game, he'd been fabulous. Fabulous. He would have more endorsements than any NBA player because he's white.
Yeah, White Chocolate would have been. White Chocolate was before his time. If he came out now,
Yeah, he might be another one thing right now.
He would have been the Eminem of his sport.
Yes. Yeah.
Allen Iverson would average 50 today.
Allen Iverson, man. Don't even bring up the true goats now. No comment. I have no comment. You already know how I feel about Allen Iverson. No comment. He would have hung out back with Jack Johnson and dated white women.
Yeah.
Albert could hang out in any era.
Any era.
He'd been I'm gonna tell you something. Allen Iverson could have hung out with Dr. James Naismith.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
When they invented the game.
Yeah,
I got one for
that?
You guys. Let Brother O, now it's called In Goatee Time with Brother O, because Coach is a hater time. Okay. Could Angie Tony hang out right now?
No.
The Boston Strangler? No.
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 Are y'all serious?
He's a one-trick pony.
He was a one-trick pony?
Yeah.
He had the greatest stutter step in the history of the NBA.
That's all he had.
50, he averaged 54%. Okay, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go there. Okay, this is the reason why he can hang it right now. You guys are contradicting yourselves. He had 54% shooting for a career. I'll wait.
This is before the advent of the three. Don't tell me about mid-range Molly. When that's not even what is you know, promoted nowadays. Shooting a mid-range almost gets you cut from some of these squads.
They hate DeMar DeRozan because he shoot mid-range.
Right.
Hey, that's a good point, guys. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Before the advent of the three.
And I hate both of you. I hate both of you. It's a good point.
So you got to also, when you equate them guys from back in the day, you got to bring three-point shooting into the equation. Would these dudes have – would it translate it into the 3-and-D game we basically see now? I still see Andrew extending his game like that.
Right, but we're talking about – you know, you're talking about the mentality. Would he have changed his game, or would he became, you know, a Covington?
He was better than Cuff, but
Tony could hang out, but he wouldn't have been the boss. He wouldn't have been revered. He'd be in the league, though.
Yeah,
okay,
he'd be off your bench.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
Julius Erving hang out?
Yeah, Julius Erving has skill.
Today?
Today.
Yeah, no doubt. He has skill. He wanted to play ball.
No, I'm not kidding, because you got to look at – see, you got – everybody don't look at the totality of Doc Gang. That ABA didn't – the ABA years was – Doc was crazy with it. Round
might have been
back.
His best years overall.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Individually, right, like, he was
hung out in this league because he was hungry. You know, let me say what pushed Dr. J, losing his brother.
Yes.
Okay.
He became a different person after that. He
okay, well, Jimmy, that's giving me
Dr.
some insight. I didn't know he lost his brother.
Listen,
Doc, one of my favorite players of all time. He got hung out. I would just thought I'd put it out there.
You ready for this? David Thompson shot from the three in the ABA. He would have killed him.
He did.
Once again, drugs. He would have hung out with Michael Ray Richardson. That's the problem.
And see, that was the problem with most of them stars in the 70s.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Michael Ray Richardson, David Thompson.
Could the Iceman hang out today?
Yeah, you better believe it, George Gervin could. He can cook him.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I agree.
He can cook him.
A pure score.
Yeah.
Could Alex English hang out today?
Alex.
Now, Alex, to me, when I was coming up watching him, Alex, I just wasn't impressed.
Me neither.
I was not impressed watching
Alex English coming up. I agree. Like I told you, too soft. You know what I mean?
It was nothing to his game for me. Like, what was Alex English's signature move? Does anyone know?
A floater. He had a floater.
Exactly.
Right.
Alex English, nothing ever stood out. I mean, he scored his points, but he just never stood out to me.
And also the finger roll, too. He's the finger roller as well. Floater and finger roller.
Floater and finger roll. You do right.
Listen. Could Kareem Abdul-Jabbar hang out?
Absolutely. Without a doubt, Kareem would be in the league today with these goofies. Oh, man.
Yeah.
He was too skilled.
Oh, my God.
He'd be half-hooking them to death.
Kareem would lead this league in scoring right now.
Yo, real rap. We're right.
I heard Kareem will lead the league in scoring.
Now, could Bill Walton hang out? No.
Too slow.
I want no Bill Walton fans calling me up there.
Calling up here with the great Bill Walton show.
Yeah. We'll start with the Bill Walton.
Bill Walton, I'm going to tell you about Bill Walton, though. Bill Walton would have been a hell of a leader and a hell of a person coming off that bench and a hell of a motivator. He'd
I got
a very
that.
Important. Yeah, no doubt. He come off that bench, man. He would give you what you need and sit right back down. He'd be a great asset to any ball club. So this don't talk. This don't say that he couldn't hang out.
He's a PJ Tucker.
Damn sure in the league.
He's a good PJ Tucker. Without three.
Wow, man. You're a disrespectful dude. You know what?
PJ Tucker without three. I got it.
Wow. I'm not going to even rebuke that with a comment. Yeah.
Does Stephon Marbury hang out?
Yes. Now? Yes. Not any era. Not any era, but yes.
Yes. Today, yes. Today,
I give my nod to Starberry.
Yes.
Yes.
Yo, he could have hung out in that before Mike era?
No.
No.
No?
No. No.
Why
no.
not?
Because he kept his mindset would have been so much different. And I'm going to tell you somebody else that would have hung out in any era. And cocaine is a hell of a drug. Lynn Bias would be right now one of the top players in the history of the league.
Lynn Bias could
dunk. He could rebound.
Lynn Bias is probably LeBron before LeBron.
Oh, my God. No. Excuse me. LeBron didn't have a jump shot when he came to the league. Lynn Bias would have had that jump shot. He was Kevin Durant. He was Kevin Durant.
He was Kevin Durant with muscle.
No, listen. He was Kevin Durant with muscle. Am I right, guys?
Yeah, you're right. All right, that's a good one. Yeah, shout out to the great late Lynn Bias.
Lynn Bias. Yeah, no doubt. I'm going to tell you something else who would have hung out, too. You know, and have been a real good ball player, a real good four. He was, even though I didn't like him at all, I didn't like the guy until he retired and became a school teacher. And he's doing wonderful things in the state of Kansas. Danny Manning could have hung out in this league right now. He'd have been an outstanding four.
I like Danny. Could he hang out today? Danny wasn't really much of a shooter, and they want to touch the floor now. So I'm wondering about could he really hang. He could handle, but he wasn't a shooter. They wanted to force the stretch.
He was a wing player. He was a wing player, a dynamic offensive rebounder, and scorer in the paint. If he played his four right, yes, he could have hung out. He's here for the cookout, man. Pass the ribs.
I got Danny being the best player in this era.
No, just a good four. Just a good four. He would be a starter. He'd be a good four. I'm telling you that. And Latrell Sprewell would have tore the league up.
Latrell could hang out.
Oh,
let Latrell could hang out right now.
Could Patrick Ewing?
Pat can hang out. He can shoot.
Yeah, Pat can hang out. He got an 18-footer that was deadly.
I'm taking shooting a lot into account when it comes to today's game.
You got that. That's what I'm saying.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna give you a ball handler at the point guard that could shoot. You ready for this one? Jeff Malone could have hung out in this era too. He was a great ball player.
Jeff Malone was whack. He was soft as cotton.
No, he wasn't.
He was slow. I don't know if he was soft. He was slow. And he was
I'm gonna change the subject a little bit right now and keep it going a little bit. We're going back to basketball in a minute. Let's talk about this boxing match tonight at 11:30. Who wins?
Look, come on, man! If Tyson don't win this thing, this is a sham. If Tyson don't put Roy Jones to sleep with that chin of his. You remember Roy Jones is the original Apollo Creed to me. He out there fighting, the Rec League, the Power League. He out there fighting the Power League Golden Gloves on HBO.
Yeah. He could have hung out back in the day because he didn't mind fighting a slave owner. He would have played. He'd have hung out back
in the day. Oh, my God. Here we go again.
Roy Jones ain't had no problem fighting a slave owner.
Oh, you say fight. Y'all going to hell. You say fight now, McCormick? I got him. Come on. Roy would have hung out in that era and been 100-0. Rocky Marciano wouldn't have nothing on Roy.
That's what I'm talking about. Roy Jones is the most. Now, you talk about one of the most overrated fighters in the history. He's one of them, too.
I think Roy has a talent. He just never fought nobody.
Agreed.
When he was a champion, it was like, oh, Coach Gibbs, you want to fight 12 rounds? Or you 5 minutes?
You fought Bernard Hopkins 2 days out the pen. Knock it off.
Yes. Yeah. Bernard still had noodles on his breath from Greater.
Oh my God.
Bernard had fresh Raymond on his breath when he fought Roy Johnson.
He still had a cheat sheet you cooking.
He had fresh Brown on his breath.
He still had a stinger in his back pocket.
Yes, he did.
He talking about fighting Roy Jones.
Roy's
terrible, man. Roy, he thought Nard was going to be easy out. Like, well, I am in the world of shit and about to lose.
I've found myself in the fight.
About to lose.
And ducked him almost a decade.
Yeah, ain't want no more parts of him.
None.
No. Here's one.
He knew better.
Here's one. I'm going to tell you who could have hung out for the cookout for any era, and he was a tough fighter, and he was a goon. James Toney would be knocking these boys like trash.
James Toney
yeah,
was
definitely.
A goon this time. Yes, he was.
Yes, James Toney was a – yeah?
I will agree.
I agree. James Toney at what, middleweight James Toney?
Yeah.
Oh,
middleweight.
Oh, my God.
Kind of in shape James Toney would have hurt some people.
Yeah.
What
about Terry Norris?
Hell no.
Right.
No. I agree. But I'm going to tell you who would. I'm going to try to let y'all know my little sports prowess, okay? Or that word prowess, right? Let me tell you who would have hung out if he didn't die a bad death. Gerald McClellan would be knocking out trash cans, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Gerald McClellan could fight.
That's true.
Google him. He can cook us.
Yep. That's my opinion. I'm sticking by it. Could De La Hoya fight?
Yeah.
In this time.
He can hang out. Yeah. He's skilled.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's skilled.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And also has some pop.
Yeah, he'd be a fan.
We take away the pantyhose, he still could fight.
Yeah.
What did you say, bro? What the hell you say on the
take
radio?
Take away the pantyhose and the brassiere he wear, he still can, you know, get busy. He can hang out.
He can hang out, yeah. He really only ever lost, like, two fights in his life, Mayweather and Hopkins. He got robbed of the Trinidad fight. De La Hoya only really lost twice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
He only lost twice. They robbed him of that Trinidad fight, period.
Robbed him cold blind.
Trying to pump this overrated pump.
That was more egregious. That was as egregious as the Pennell Whitaker draw the Chavez.
Yes. Oh, I got one for y'all.
Yes.
What about Meldrick Hill? What about Meldrick?
Yes. If he don't fight Chavez, he's one of the greatest fighters. Yeah.
You think he can hang out? Nah, man. No.
No.
I think he
could.
No.
Yeah, he could.
After that Chavez fight, he was never the same fighter.
Hold on. You wouldn't be the same either if someone robbed you after two seconds left of the fight.
He got robbed.
The fight was stopped in 2 seconds.
There's no doubt that was the great
That's psychological.
Meldrick as a fighter today, and that...
That's a tough one. But Meldrick was nice, though.
I think he could. I think he went to a psychological man. He needed intervention for the rest of his life.
He was a great boxer before that Chavez. He was a great boxer. You know what? He was on his way.
He was undefeated.
He became an Israelite after that and everything. I seen him on the court.
He became an Israelite, and I seen him down child support court getting sued.
Yeah, I see him on the corner of Germantown Avenue with a book in his hand, talking about a lot of crazy stuff. So yeah.
Yeah, him and Rasheed Wallace, they hang down there. Here he is.
Yeah, exactly.
But
so, yeah.
She can hang out in any era though. Don't get she twisted.
Ain't no question. Rasheed,
is she in the Hall of Fame?
No.
No, he's not. He should be coming up.
Oh, okay.
He should be on the ballot coming up, but he's not getting in. Not because he couldn't play.
Could Rip Hamilton hang out in this era?
No.
Yeah.
In this era, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. This era,
okay.
yes.
How about Chauncey?
Give me the grade.
Chauncey, yeah, because you could, yeah, you can shoot. Chauncey can shoot it.
Chauncey was skilled. One of them New York.
We, well,
New
so
York
we
guys,
all know
bro.
Paul Pierce can hang out.
Yes.
Paul Pierce in this league sport. Today. Oh my God. Yeah.
A young. Can you imagine a young Kevin Garnett in this league today?
They're going to take his mouth. Kevin Garnett was a psychological ball player. He was Ali playing basketball, man. He got people's heads, bro.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Got in people's heads, bro. Yeah. The shit he would say out of his mouth, bro, in a game. Talk about your mom got a fat ass. And you know what I mean? What?
Now I'm going to ask you a real question. I want to know a real answer because I'm on the fence with this. Even though he...
No, no.
Can Dennis Rodman hang out today?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Work ethic.
Yeah.
No one worked harder. Orphan, man. Now, you're going...
Y'all
going
say yes?
Listen, man. You got to go.
Say yes?
You got to come where he... You,
I'm
yes,
just asking.
You got to come... You got to understand where he came from, man. Nothing. Orphan, man. Everything he did.
No, I think he can hang out because he could do T's versatile to stick to me people.
Right. Right. Yeah. He gonna hang
Dennis,
out.
Dennis be out there sticking ones in this league. They pause.
Especially a skinny Dennis Rodman. That Detroit Dennis Rodman. My God.
Detroit Dennis Rodman, yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure. He was, yeah. They let Draymond run around. No question. Dennis will run around.
Bill Laimbeer couldn't hang out. Knock the shit. No.
Only because Bill would have been a bench player, and I'm going to tell you why. Because he can shoot.
He can shoot.
There you go. There's a Bill Walton.
He can shoot. Bears, I don't want him in any era of basketball. He could hang out, though.
He wouldn't have been a starter, but he could play.
All right.
Bill Dumars.
We'll go there. Oh, yeah, of course. Joe Dumars was a study of the game, man. He's a great guard, man. Great.
We don't have to say Zeke. We already know that.
Yeah, Joe.
Without question.
Yeah.
Multi-faceted guard, Isaiah Thomas, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. You know who else is going to hang on this league? Well, I'm going to tell you right now. Fat Lever going to hang on this league.
Fat Lever going to hang out.
I don't know about Fat.
I do. No, Fat. Fat had game, Deuce. Fat can hang out. Ain't he had a handle.
Lafayette Lever can hang out.
Can't take a handle. Fat can handle the ball. Ain't no question about that. I have no qualms with that. He can handle it. God,
he wasn't the greatest shooter, but he could score.
You ready for this one? Before we call it free agency, give it to my man Otis Birdsong, going to hang out in this league, too. He's on
Otis
a bad
Birdsong
team, man. On a bad contract.
They definitely got to Google this now. You're going deep now. Otis Birdsong in the net, you're going deep. You're going to have him Google tonight, brother.
I got somebody who had major game, underrated major game. Can Paul Pressey hang out?
Yes, he could, because Paul could.
Yes,
defend.
He could, man. Because
Paul could put
ways,
that
man.
Ball in the hole.
And he could
defend. Man, he's the first point forward.
And
yeah, how about
defend.
That? And he could defend.
The Milwaukee Bucks teams was good. He could defend.
Hold on. That's going to go there. Wait, Marcus Johnson.
No.
Marcus. No.
No. No.
Could Mo Cheeks hang out? Not Philly Love, just off game. Could Mo Cheeks hang out?
Mo can't hang out, man.
No.
He didn't have enough. He didn't have enough.
But I'll tell you one thing. His contemporary could. I'll give you the only man in the league ever. Okay, here's a trivia question. And don't be Googling it up either. Don't be pressing Google or Alexis. None of that.
I'm not.
Okay? All right. Who is the only guard in NBA history to lead his team in points and assists?
Tiny Archibald.
There you go.
Who's
Tiny Archibald would be. Tiny Archibald can hang on any other. Yes. Outstanding.
Oh, yeah. Nate Archibald can hang out.
Tiny can score.
Tiny
can score.
Yes.
Cedric Maxwell can't hang out.
Who that?
No, and his cousin Vernon either.
Vernon couldn't hang out. Vernon would have been out of the league in 2 years punching on people.
Yeah.
giving every girl he slept with chlamydia. He'd have been out the league in 2 years for that.
What did you say, man? What did you say? What did you say?
He said Vernon Maxwell's running around here giving out STDs. That's what he said.
Every groupie
dirty,
he
dirty.
Hit wrong with
he's a dirty
about this league of genius.
He's a dirty dog. You a dirty, dirty coach.
No, Vernon was about this league in 2 years with his shenanigans punching on players.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go there. And I know you're going to be like, okay, oh, you just stepped over the line. Could Ralph Sampson hang out, whatever, in this level?
Ralph Sampson couldn't even hang out in his era.
The NBA game was very overrated.
Thank you, man.
Ralph Sampson's NBA game was very overrated. Now, in college, you know, Virginia, he did what he do. His NBA game was very overrated.
Yeah, he couldn't hang out.
No.
Clyde Drexler.
He can hang out.
Clyde can score. And he was athletic.
Mm-hmm.
So that they're getting by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially the Clyde with hair. I like the Clyde with hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Can Terry Porter hang out?
No.
Yes, sir.
Terry can shoot
it
a little bit.
Dog.
He'll be a backup. Terry would be a backup. Yes, he would.
That's
like
what I'm saying.
He
could shoot it a little
Terry
bit. He'd be a backup.
Yeah.
Terry would be what he was.
Could Sabonis hang out?
No. None of Sabonis. I agree. In the European League as a young boy, in the Olympics back in the 70s and early 80s, yeah. But if Sabonis,
can Douglas Strump hang out?
No.
Can Douglas Strump hang out?
That would be shoot it. He'd be a backup.
Yeah, backup.
Not looking back.
And you better not say the wrong thing either, because I want to hear this. Could Rolando Blackman hang out?
Rolando can score.
I don't think he can hang out, though.
But he can score.
Rolando was El Matador on defense.
Yes, he was. It definitely was Ole, but yeah.
Ha-ha, I like that.
It was Ole. Mm-hmm. But Rolando can score, so I give him a backup. He can be a backup.
Wait a minute, could Terry Cummings?
I like Terry Cummings as a kid, but in today's NBA, I'm not sure. Because Terry couldn't shoot.
Yeah, he just bullied you.
Yep. Yep.
Can Del Curry hang out, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, shooter. Unquestioned can hang out.
Del's firm helped create the NBA we got today. It's called Seth and Seth and Steph. Yeah.
Yeah.
Del's firm helped create the NBA we got today.
Yes, he did.
Y'all stupid.
Can Muggsy Bogues hang out?
No. And I dare somebody call up and say, yeah.
No.
Muggsy couldn't hang out. Much as we love the little man, Muggsy knock it off.
No. He's not getting in the party. No. He's outside. We're passing his plate outside.
Muggsy,
like Mike told him, shoot the ball, you damn midget.
Yeah, that's what he told him.
Muggsy would have been an and-one player, and that's it.
Yeah, the great and-one.
Yeah, he'd have been an and-one player.
Right up there in the Rucker doing his thing. Yep, sure enough.
Can Yao Ming hang out?
Yes.
Yes, he can.
The skill. Yao Ming, the one that didn't get hurt all the time, yeah.
Yeah, that skill? Yeah.
Yao Ming,
Steve Francis hang out.
Who?
Steve Francis.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. He was an explosive scorer.
Cat can hang out. The Cat can shoot.
Yeah. Man, Mobley was that's one of my neighbors, by the way. Yeah, but he's one of my neighbors. Cat could definitely hang out. No doubt.
Yeah, you can shoot it.
Catino Mobley, yes, indeed. Yeah. I like Cat. I like Cat very much. Yeah. No doubt.
You know, Alvin Williams can't hang out.
He's working at Fresh Grocer. He all right. Yeah.
Al couldn't have been a backup. You think Al could have been a backup? I'm keeping the bang, Deuce. What's your reasoning?
No. Al
wasn't
Allen Iverson. You can't miss practice. Just go to another player. Al couldn't come to practice. That's why he's out the league. That's why he got out of the league so early. You know, he's the one that told Kyle Lowry, don't make the same mistake I made. Boom, they both Villanova players, right?
Yes, they are.
Case closed.
Open for Toronto.
Yeah. There you go. I mean, now I got one for you. You know, and this is a deep one. This goes way back in time. All right? So you're going to be like, what in the world? He come up with this one. Shut up, Uptown Deuce. Could Wes Unseld hang out?
Yeah, I think so. Wes Unseld might be able to hang out. He was big and strong as an ox. But he had some – He was nimble.
Mm-hmm. Could Earl the Pearl hang out?
All day.
Earl was a scorer.
All day long. Black Jesus.
They called him Black Jesus. He could hang out.
And shout out
they
to Winston-Salem College. That's right,
yeah,
man. My dad went to school down there. Yep.
Shout out HBCUs.
Yep.
Shout out to y'all. Yeah.
Shout out to HBCUs all day long.
Also, the great Pop Gates, who coached that team. Also, Pop Gates was a Globetrotter, by the way. Just want to throw that out there.
All right, let me ask you a question. Is this guy, because I get tired of Sunny Hill keep screaming this man's name. Can Gal Rogers hang out?
Yeah. Guy Rogers, man, got caught up in the system of the slave master. You know what I mean? Back in the day, man, you didn't have a whole lot of players to play in the NBA, man. They'd go to the Eastern League, which is called, the CBA now is called the D League. Guy Rogers, man, was a great ball player, man. It's a shame, man, you don't have a lot of tape on Guy Rogers, man. I got statistics on him, Googling.
I don't have no tape on this guy.
Man, Guy Rogers was a great
That's
ball
why
player.
I asked, because Sunny Hill swears by Guy Rogers.
Yeah, Guy Rogers was great, man. The great Oak Brook High School, man. Guy Rogers, Wilt Chamberlain. You know what I mean? Went undefeated at Oak Brook 3 straight years. I'll wait. Him and Walt Hazard. Keep it coming. Yeah, keep it coming. Keep it coming. Oak Brook Panthers. Stop playing, man. My mom went there. Shout out to Oak Brook High School.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Giving us a little history. I like it.
Can Bob Cousy hang out? Somebody say, yeah, I'm a spook.
Hell no.
Yes. Yes.
I did. He was
a leader, man.
Man, that dribbling guy, he'd ate Bob Cousy alive.
Could you imagine Patrick Beverly picking Bob Cousy? Hell no, yeah.
Can you imagine Patrick Beverly on Bob Cousy today? Raping
Bob
him, stripping him,
Bob
and then talking crazy to him after he's stripping.
Nah, Bob Cousy was a great handler, man. That's one thing about it. He was a gravity player, man. He stayed low to the ball and low to the floor, man. He was great. I ain't gonna let y'all disrespect Bob Cousy.
Couldn't hit the side of a backboard.
Out
there shooting underhand free throws. I'm cool on Bob Cousy.
listen. I know he looked like set shot goofy from the Pistons State Pittsburgh, but shut up. Could John Havlicek hang out?
Yeah.
Havlicek can shoot. Shooting transcends errors. He can shoot.
There you go.
Can Kevin McHale hang out?
Yes, because
Columbia asked Kevin McHale. Yes, he could.
He had the moves, man. The moves. He'd been shaking the dog dirt out of each other.
Nobody had better post footwork than Cass. Nobody. That post footwork is immaculate.
But yeah, I mean, what my man said, how far he was nice. Yeah, he was nice. Yeah, he was nice. No doubt.
That post footwork toward the deck.
The Chiefs can't hang out.
No, the Chief can't.
I never liked the Chief.
He can hang out and bring you some marijuana.
Nah.
That's it.
Yeah.
What did you say? What?
Chief can hang out and bring you some marijuana. That's it.
Because he's definitely a chiefer.
Yeah. He got the Chief nickname for a reason.
I'm going to tell you that
Cedric Maxwell can't hang out for the record, neither.
I told you, we already said it. Him and his cousin Vernon. We just said that. But I'm going to tell you somebody. One of the biggest busts in NBA history. When I used to hear his name, I used to love the Sixers beat the Golden State Warriors when he played on the court. He was a bum. You ready for this? I'm going to make y'all laugh. Since y'all know a little bit of history, right? Joe Barry Carroll was a bum.
I knew you was going to
a bum.
I knew you was going to Joe Barry.
Joe Barry Carroll was God Bonzo
Joe
Bean.
Joe Barry didn't hang out in his day.
Joe
He's
Barry.
Another one.
Joe Barry Carroll was garbage, y'all.
All right, let's go there. You ready for this? And he was a shooter. You ready for this? Could my man from Milwaukee come off the bench, Ricky Pierce?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
No.
Hell
he said hell
yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell no, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That nigga was a scorer, man.
Ricky can score. Dell Ellis.
Ricky coming to get you a hot 20 in 10 minutes.
Didn't he?
Now, I'll tell you who can hang out.
Yes.
His game burnt me, and I never liked him. Adrian Dantley can't hang out.
No, I was not an Adrian Dantley fan either. I never understood the hype on Adrian.
Or Mark Aguirre.
Mark could score, but nah.
They were both era. They're the same era, man. I ain't like them too. They were
my guys
on Summer's Day. Who?
A young Jamal Mashburn.
Yes.
No doubt.
Ooh, yes. That wrong turn fadeaway here. Oh,
that wrong turn fadeaway.
Oh, sweet.
Mash had game, man.
Yes, he did. And I'm gonna tell you, if he wanted to hang out, I'm locking the door. No, Christian Laettner can't come into the gym.
No.
Hell no. He had no business being on the Dream Team. Hell no, he couldn't hang out.
No.
But could Grant Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Hopefully Grant Hill can hang out in any area.
I'm gonna tell you who's the closest thing to Grant Hill right now. And Huddle Sports Nation all around the world, 516-453-9133, press 1. Even you ladies, press 1. You know what time it is. I'm gonna tell you who would have hung out in this gym and been a great ball player in this era, in any era. I would have loved to see someone like, you ready for this one? My man Anthony Mason.
Mason could have hung out in any era.
Yeah, Mace can hang out in the air. Mace can handle that rock.
Yeah, Mace had more offensive game than they gave him credit for. Yes.
Yes. Yes. So that's,
a young
that's
Larry Johnson can hang out.
Larry can hang out in the area. Yeah, young grandmama, yes.
Yeah, he's too small, but he would have lasted a little while. He would have got hurt just like he got hurt in his era.
That was the problem with Larry Johnson.
You ready for this? He, to me, the player right now in this league that reminds me of Larry Johnson is Zion Williamson.
Yeah.
I got you.
Small.
I got you on that one. I mean, I agree.
A small power forward. I don't understand it.
He's so athletic. Yeah,
but Zion jump out the gym, though.
That's the difference.
That's all right. He won't jump.
Grandmama could jump out the gym, too, though.
His young days, he could jump out the gym.
Because
his defense was
too good.
Well,
Stacey could defend. So, yeah, because he could defend. And if one,
yeah.
one almost went too far.
Okay. LaPonzo Ellis?
Hell no.
No. No. Never.
I didn't like LaPonzo when it was his era.
I didn't like him in his era.
Monte Ellis.
Monte
would be a superstar in today's era.
Yeah. Monte might have been about 5-10 years before his time. The game changed.
I agree. You know,
Monte
would
be killing the league right now.
Yeah, it's a lot of things we could talk about, man, but I'm gonna end this show right now, get ready to start for tomorrow, man, and all that. But listen, all you guys out there listen to Huddle Sports Nation, man, y'all should be proud that a sports show is so knowledgeable. And tell your mom and pop and grandmom to get up next time and listen to the show because it's an awesome, awesome show. A lot of folks did tonight, and we're very, very proud of it. Now, tomorrow night on these stations, we'll come right back on with news points by a young lady, Chinchilla. And tomorrow, her topic is going to be off of the chain. And read about it it'll be on Facebook and all the other social media networks tomorrow night. News forum right here on these O-N-E stations. And, of course, what more can I say that hasn't already been said? And it is this. Damon Upper has advertised through O-N-E, which is Ola Deli and Ghost Enterprise. You reach us, of course, at www.lookinglassentertainment@wordpress.com, as well as in Ghosty Primetime 1 at Damon.com. We're in Ghosty Time both for Twitter and Instagram, Ola Deli and Ghosty at Pinterest and Google+. Ola Deli Malaya Ghosty at Facebook, as well as our business page. Huddle Sports Nation, as well as the Historic Determined and Motivated Online Now Network established 2016. Any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay, down in Ghost with Maya and gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malaywa and Ghosty, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now it's time for everybody to come along, knuckleheads, you know what time it is. Go ahead, Coach, and up, down, do stay.
Hey, knuckleheads, huddle up, huddle up. Deuce, another one of those spectacular show tonight. You know, we'll be on again next Saturday. I'm proud. I told you we're going to start bringing the fire. Whoever didn't listen tonight, y'all missed out on some on a very knowledgeable show. And y'all should come next time I ask us to do a part two of this one because there's so many people we still didn't even touch on or so many different sports. It's a great show tonight, and I'll see you guys next Saturday. Peace.
Black guys.